A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Chaf Aleph, Sukkah 21b, pagination page 42, towards the bottom of the page, about 14 lines up, at the new Mishnah. Hasomach Sukkasa Bekare Hamita. A person leans his sukkah, meaning his schach, on the posts of a bed. The bed had actual walls around it, so it would easily form a sukkah for us. And you're placing the schach across the top of the bed, where the canopy presumably would be normally. And like this, you have a ready-made sukkah, kishera. It could be that it would be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Imeinu yechola lamod b'fnei atzma, if it can't stand on its own, if it's not acceptable as a sukkah, then psula, it will not be good. Now, there's a significant machlokas here between Rashi and other Rishonim, such as the Rosh. And because Shulchan Aruch follows the approach of the Rosh, we are going to follow that approach in understanding this Mishnah and its Gemara, because one of the things that we try to do is choose the Rishonim that are most compatible with the final ruling, the final understanding, so that we're focused on halacha, practical rulings, and how they're extrapolated from the Gemara. And therefore, simply said, even though normally we prefer to follow Rashi's understanding of Mishnah and Gemara, we are going to work with the approach over here of the other Rishonim, also mentioned by Tosfos. If you'll take a glance quickly at Tosfos' outer commentary, from where we started the Mishnah in the Gemara, you're counting up about 4 or 5 lines, and you'll see in Tosfos the word Uvi Yerushalmi. And these Rishonim follow a statement in the Yerushalmi understanding this topic. Mashma de taima lefisha ein la keva. The problem with the sukkah of our Mishnah is that it doesn't have permanence. It doesn't have a presence of its own. What's the problem? She'ein lo yutfachim min hamita ad legag. Because it doesn't have 10 tfachim from the bed, from the mattress part of the bed, until the roof of the sukkah, you don't have 10 tfachim. So your choice is either to count from the ground or to count from the mattress. And what we're saying is that they actually used the walls of the bed as walls of the sukkah. And when they put the schach on top of this sukkah, it's totally reliant on the bed. And therefore, the floor of this sukkah, like a sukkah that's built on a wagon, the floor of the sukkah is the floor of the wagon, not the floor of the outside area. And here also, it's the floor of the mattress. The mattress becomes the floor of our sukkah. And if you don't have 10 tfachim from the mattress till our schach, then it's not going to be a good sukkah. And that, going back to our Mishnah, the Rosh says that Rabbi Yehuda is simply explaining the Tanakhama. Hasamach sukasa bekari amita, there could be a case where it's kosher. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imein yechola lamod b'fnei atzma, if the sukkah is not recognized as a standalone sukkah, as a kosher sukkah, psula, it's no good. There is a loophole, a solution that could be accomplished here. You'll see in the third line of the Gemara says, mepnei she'ein la keva. The problem is that it doesn't have a presence of its own. But, skipping one line, kigon shenoat shfudim shel barzel, but if you would implant posts of metal around the sukkah, v'sikech aleihem, and put tzchach on them, l'man de'omer l'fi she'en lo keva, following the problem of that it doesn't have a presence of its own, harish lo keva, this one would have a presence of its own and it would be kosher. In other words, if you have a normal sukkah and you sit or lie on a bed, and from the mattress till the ceiling of your sukkah is less than 10 tefachim, you're still in a good sukkah, because the sukkah has a presence of its own. It's only in the case of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda described and alerted us to, that if your entire sukkah is the mattress, and from the mattress to the ceiling is less than 10 tefachim, then you're in this situation where it's like a wagon, and only the airspace that's enclosed is the sukkah, and from the floor of the sukkah to its tzchach, there's less than 10 tefachim. Again, if you were to enclose, you would implant a larger area with posts and put tzchach over those posts, then the bed that's within a sukkah is perfectly acceptable, even if from the mattress till the ceiling there is no 10 tefachim, because you're part of a greater sukkah that is keva, that has its own presence. The Mechaber codifies it like this, Simen Tofresh Lamed Sif Yud Gimel, HaSomach Sukkoso Akare Hamita V'Akra'ayim Heim Mechitzos. A person who wants to put his schach based on the posts of a bed, and the side posts of this bed are its walls. That's all you're enclosing. If you have a distance of 10 tefachim, a height of 10 tefachim, from the bed till the schach, from the mattress till the schach, the livable space of the sukkah is 10 tefachim, then it would be kosher. But what Rabbi Yehuda taught us was that if you're not getting your 10 tefachim of sukkah, then it's possible. However, as the Gemara introduced, v'im samach haschach al amudim v'akra'ayim heim defanos, if you placed the schach on separate posts, even if you're using the side of the bed as part of your walls, then afilu en gavor asara me'amita ad haschach kesheira, even if the mattress till the schach is not 10 tefachim, it's still kosher, because there is 10 tefachim from the ground until the schach, and you enclosed more than just the sukkah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.